Buddy. Sorry, buddy.
I'm all right with that. No, I'm all right with it. Man, I'm all right. I'm hip to that vibe. I'm cool. Let's funk it up. Hey, Brian, a little bit of housekeeping. I said funk. Funk it up.
Yes, hit me, Spartan.
Brian, a little bit of housekeeping before we go forward, man. Mm-hmm. This whole little bromance thing we've got going on, if you're not going to take waste management seriously, I'll just put an end to it right here. It's 9:47 p.m., Brian, not 9:26.
Sorry.
Okay?
Sorry.
Mate, I was taught at a young age, waste management matters, right? WMM, waste
management. I do appreciate your acronyms. Origin Alone, WOA, WMM. Right. What else have you got for us in the form of an acronym?
VBDH. Very big dickhead. That's me. I also refer to them like that. I often get mixed up where the dickhead has the D and the H. Is it one word or is it two? I don't know. We'll have to work that out. I'm sure there's some sort of body that could tell me that. Anyway, I digress. The reason I'm rung, any conversation when you bring neighbours up, it just draws me to the great Dr. Carl Kennedy of neighbours fame. Now, look, that bloke, him and Susan, they'd raised the kids, they'd worked hard, he had his local practice going well. You know, granted, there was a fair bit going on in the cul-de-sac, but he worked so hard and they did it all together, and then Nat Bass comes along and he just bloody throws it all away, you know, and goes off and has a fling with her and starts slicing cheese in between appointments with Nat Bass. Well, what about poor bloody Susan?
Yeah, Nat Bass said, she was like a whirlwind, wasn't she? She came on and she was a triple threat though, because she could act, she could sing, and she can dance. And I saw her dance at the Logies with one Matthew Johns. Wow, wasn't that a sight?
Entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember her name in the great series that was Neighbours. I'm sure.
I think it was Izzy. Might have been Izzy.
It was too. Well done, Brian.
Yeah. Izzy Ballesteros.
Was it Izzy? I don't think it was that. Anyway, so if you're ever going to go in, Izzy Ballesteros, daughter of.
Yeah.
If you're ever going to go into top ranking neighbours, you've got that, and then closely followed behind by a man who I've shaped my whole life on, the great Clark W. Griswold in the Christmas special. Remember when he was setting up the tree?
Yep.
And Elaine, live next door, remember?
Copped it through the window. Sparty, we've got to go, mate, because we've got news and ads and all the professional things that we need to do on this radio station. But thanks for the call, as always.
Okay. JVM, just brush me. See ya.